Listening 31. Listen and read.
The Trojan Horse. Hundreds of years ago, Prince Paris of Troy took a beautiful Greek woman called Helen back to Troy with him. A Greek army sailed to Troy to bring Helen home. For 10 long years, the Greeks surrounded the city of Troy. But the city had high, strong walls and heavy gates. No enemy could get inside. One day, a Greek leader called Odysseus had a clever idea for entering the city. The Greeks listened to his plan and started work immediately. They used large saws to cut down trees and make long pieces of wood. They used hammers and nails to join the wood together to make a huge wooden horse. They put the horse on a large wooden platform with wheels underneath, so that the horse could move along the ground. They made a door in the horse's stomach so that 30 soldiers could hide inside the horse. The rest of the Greeks sailed their ships to an island near the city of Troy and waited. When the Trojans saw that the Greek camps and the Greek ships were gone, they were surprised but very happy. They came out of the city, and the children ran down to the water to swim and play in the ocean for the first time in their lives. The Trojans believed that the Greeks were tired of the war and didn't want to fight anymore. Then the Trojans saw the amazing wooden horse. At first, they thought it was a wonderful gift. They wanted to take it into the city. But one old man spoke to the crowd. "My friends, I'm sure this is a trap." The old man threw a spear at the horse. The spear stuck in the side of the horse, and a strange noise came from the horse. For a moment, the Trojans were afraid, and they wanted to burn the wooden horse. But just then, some Trojan soldiers arrived with a prisoner. The prisoner was a Greek called Sinon. "This man can tell us the truth about the horse," said the Trojan soldiers. "I will tell you the truth," said Sinon. "You are better friends to me than Odysseus. He left me here, and now I can't get home." The Trojans listened to Sinon and tried to decide whether he was telling the truth or not. "Tell us the truth about the horse," said the Trojan soldiers. "The Greeks wanted to end this war a long time ago, and so recently they decided to sail home," said Sinon. "They wanted the gods to send them a good, strong wind to blow our ships home. They built this horse and filled it with treasure to make the gods happy." The Trojans believed Sinon and wanted the treasure that he was describing. They pulled the wooden horse into the city of Troy. The children danced around the horse and musicians began to play. It was time to celebrate the end of the war. The soldiers let Sinon go free, and he went to the beach. He lit a fire to send a signal to the Greek army on their island. At night, the Greek soldiers quickly climbed out of the horse and down a long rope to the ground. At last, the Greeks were inside the city of Troy. They opened the gates of the city for the rest of their army to enter. Then they found the beautiful Helen and took her home to Greece. This time, the war was truly over.